天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。在我们跟随主耶稣的道路上，亲爱的听众朋友们，你是否心里会常常有疑惑呢？是否在某个时刻会突然问自己说，神啊，你真的存在吗？是否也会疑惑说，耶稣基督真的是超乎一切的吗？即使小环我自己呢，以前就常常会有这样的一个经历，也常常会有这样的疑惑和问题，可是感谢神，每次呢，他都会以他的慈爱和怜悯将我寻回。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们现在就回到主的面前，开始我们今天的信心之旅吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are glad you joined us again in a series of messages on the point of the story.
很高兴你能收听我们故事的精髓系列节目。
I want to begin by telling you a story about someone who gave up too soon.
我想用一个轻易放弃之人的故事来作为今天的开始。
This story happened during World War II.
故事发生在二次世界大战。
An army chaplain whose presence was requested by a severely wounded soldier.
一位受重伤的士兵要求见一个随军牧师。
The dying man asked the chaplain to write a letter to his former Sunday school teacher.
将死之人要牧师替他写一封信给他以前的主日学老师。
Here is what he said in the letter.
信里这样写着。
Tell her I died a Christian because of what she taught me in that Sunday school class in church.
告诉他，因着他在教会主日学教导我的，至死我仍是一个基督徒。
The memory of her earnest pleas,
他深情的恳求。
The warmth of her love for Christ,
他对基督的热爱。
All stayed with me,
深深刻在我的记忆里。
Tell her that I will meet her in heaven,
告诉他我会与他天上再见。
The message was sent, and sometime later, the chaplain received a letter of reply from the Sunday school teacher.
信发出后不久，牧师就收到了主日学老师的回信。
The Sunday school teacher said the following.
这主日学老师在信中这么说。
Just last month, I've decided to give up teaching Sunday school.
上个月我已不再教主日学了。
Because I could not see any use in continuing.
因为我觉得继续下去毫无用处。
My listening friends, listen very carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
In every area in Christian ministry and life, there are many people who quit too soon.
在基督徒的侍奉和生活中，有很多人都常常轻而易举地放弃。
And when Jesus left the crowds and became alone with the disciples,
当耶稣离开人群和门徒单独相处时，
He told them a parable that was designed to strengthen their faith.
他告诉了他们一个比喻，是为要加添他们的信心。
He told them a parable that was designed to open their spiritual eyes.
是为要打开他们属灵的眼睛。
He told them a parable that was designed to comprehend the nature of his kingdom.
是为要使他们明白神国度的属性。
He told them a parable that was designed to help them understand the true interpretation regarding his coming again.
是为要帮助他们了解关于他再来的真正意义和解释。
He told them a parable that was designed to help them see His Messiahship as God intended it to be.
是为要帮助他们看见神设立的基督的弥赛亚地位。
And not the way the Jewish leaders interpret it.
并不是犹太领袖们的解释。
I am certain that at times the disciples were being tempted to question Jesus's messiahship.
我确定当门徒对耶稣的弥赛亚地位开始质疑的时候，
At times the disciples were being tempted to question their decision to follow him.
当他们开始质疑自己跟随耶稣的决定的时候，
They probably were tempted to question how the deliverer could be so lacking in earthly power and prestige.
他们在疑惑拯救者怎么会这么缺乏地上的能力和权柄。
John the Baptizer question summarizes their thoughts.
施洗约翰的问题总结了他们的想法。
Are you the one or should we look for another?
那将来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？
Can someone from Nazareth really overturn the power of Rome?
这位从拿撒勒出来的人真的可以胜过罗马的力量吗？
Can someone who has no political expertise be the savior of the world?
这位毫无政治专长的人真的是世界的救主吗？
And if he is the one, why is he taking so long to accomplish the dreams of countless generations?
如果他是的话，为什么他需要用这么多代人的时间来完成这个梦想呢？
Why doesn't he take advantage of his popularity and lead the crowd and march into Jerusalem?
为什么他不利用自己的知名度带领群众进军耶路撒冷呢？
Listening friends, listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请听我说。
Discouragement and despondency always produces quitting too soon.
灰心丧气总是带出轻言放弃。
And that is why Jesus took his disciples aside to tell them what the kingdom of heaven is all about.
这就是为什么耶稣要把门徒带到一旁，告诉他们天国是什么。
If you have your Bible, turn to Matthew 13:31.
如果你有圣经，请翻到马太福音13:31。
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed which a man took and planted in his field.
天国就好像一粒芥菜种。
The parable of the mustard seed is the second parable we shall look at in this series of messages we call the point of the story.
这芥菜种的比喻就是我们故事的精髓系列节目的第二讲信息。
Mustard was an herb that was widely used back then.
在过去，芥菜是一种常用的调味料。
In fact, even today, scientists are discovering all sorts of uses to be made of mustard.
实际上，即使在今天，科学家仍然不断发现芥菜的各种用途。
I am told that it is even used for photography today.
我听说它甚至被用于摄影行业。
Back during the time of Jesus' earthly ministry, mustard had many uses.
在耶稣时代，芥菜已有多种用途。
It was used in food.
它可当作食物。
It was used in medical purposes.
可作医药之用。
And seldom there was a house without mustard.
因此，家家户户必不可少。
And Jesus said, a man planted a mustard seed.
耶稣说有人种了一粒芥菜种。
We met this man in the first broadcast.
在第一次节目里，我们已经遇到了这个人。
He is the sower of good seed.
他就是撒好种子的那一位。
He is the owner of the field.
他是田地的主人。
He is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
他就是主耶稣基督。
And here he is the sower of the mustard seed.
这次他又种下了一粒芥菜种。
But Jesus went on to say more things.
耶稣要解释更多的事。
In verse 32 of Matthew 13,
在马太福音13:32,
Let's read it.
我们一起来读。这原是百种里最小的，等到长起来，却比各样的菜都大。且成了树，天上的飞鸟来宿在它的枝上。
The choice of a tree represents the kingdom of heaven is not an accident.
选择一棵树来作为天国的比喻并不是偶然的。
It was a tree that God promised Ezekiel that he would raise up to represent his kingdom.
这是神应许以西结的那棵象征他国度的树。
It was on a tree that God's Messiah hung up in order to pay for the just punishment of our sin.
这是神的弥赛亚被高悬于上，为你我的罪受刑罚的树。
And here it is in a tree that grows from a tiny mustard seed that the kingdom of heaven will grow.
这棵树是从一颗小小的芥菜种来的，而神的国度就是这么成长起来的。
And when that tree is fully grown, it becomes a haven for small birds to nest in.
当它长大，天上的飞鸟来宿在它的枝上。
There are some people who interpret this parable this way.
有些人这样解释这个比喻。
Jesus saw that down the road, the mustard seed of the gospel is going to be planted.
耶稣看见福音的芥菜种要被种在地下。
But instead of producing a normal plant, which is pure, holy, and righteous church, it will produce a tree.
然而它非但没有长成圣洁公义的教会，而是长成了一棵树。
Namely, an earthly church, which is going to be corrupt both in doctrine and practice.
也就是说，一间地上的教会将会在教义和实践上失败。
But that's not what Jesus is saying to the disciples.
然而这不是耶稣对门徒说的。
Jesus is emphasizing the point of the previous story of wheat and weed.
耶稣是在强调上个故事，也就是麦子和稗子的比喻的重点精髓。
He is saying, don't judge by appearances.
他是在说，不要以貌取人。
He is saying, don't be mistaken by the size of the mustard seed.
他是在说，不要小看芥菜种的渺小。
He is saying, don't think that because I did not come with swords and horses that I am powerless.
他是在说，不要以为我没有带着刀骑着马，我就是软弱无能的。
He is saying, don't think that because I did not come in human force of violence that I am not the Redeemer of all mankind.
他是在说，不要以为我没有人类的武力资源，我就不是全人类的拯救者。
He is saying, do not despise small beginnings.
他是在说，不要小看微小的开端。
He is saying, don't be misled by the humble origins.
他是在说，不要轻视渺小的起源。
He is saying, don't let the current opposition to me by the Jewish leaders blind your vision for the future blessings.
他是在说，不要被犹太领袖们贬低了我的地位而蒙蔽了你们的眼睛，使你们看不到未来的福气。
Jesus knew that his disciples could relate to what he is saying in this parable.
耶稣知道他的门徒会怎样联想这个比喻。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they understand the significance of the tree in Nebuchadnezzar's dream which Daniel had interpreted.
因为他们知道但以理解释的尼布贾尼撒王梦中的那棵树是何等的重要。
The Babylonian Empire symbolized by a tree.
那棵树象征巴比伦王国。
It brought prosperity and blessings to the entire region of the known world.
它曾带给整个地区繁荣和祝福。
So what is Jesus saying then?
那么耶稣到底想告诉他们什么呢？
He is saying that my opponents may look to be triumphant now, but please withhold your judgment.
他是在说，我的敌人可能一时得胜，但请不要过早下结论。
My enemies may seem to be gaining the upper hand now, but just be patient.
我的敌人可能一时占上风， 但请忍耐等候。
My opposition may be fierce now, but you just wait.
我的敌人可能逞一时之强，但请你等着瞧。
Wait until I have risen from the dead.
等到我从死里复活。
And I shall draw all men unto myself.
我会使人都归向我。
When I'm risen from the grave,
等我从坟墓中复活。
I will bless all those who put their trust in me.
我会赐福给凡相信我的。
When I am resurrected,
当我复活的时候。
I will be the power of God unto salvation.
我就是神拯救的大能。
So Jesus was assuring them that there is more than meets the eye.
因此耶稣是在向他们肯定他的能力远超过他们所能见的。
This is a parable of encouragement.
这是一个鼓舞人心的比喻。
This is a parable of vision.
是一个充满意象的比喻。
So what is the point of the story?
那么故事的精髓是什么呢?
The point of the story is this.
故事的精髓就是
Don't be discouraged by the size of my kingdom now.
不要对我国度的大小而灰心。
Don't be discouraged by those who mock me now.
不要被那些嘲笑我的人所泄气。
Don't be disappointed by those who doubt me now.
不要被那些怀疑我的人所影响。
But rather look forward to the day when the mustard seed becomes a tree.
而是要期待芥菜种长成大树的那一天。
There is a principle here to the point of the story.
这个故事的精髓中有一个原则。
When a person turns to Jesus Christ in faith,
当一个人信了耶稣，
God the Holy Spirit puts a mustard seed of faith in their heart.
圣灵就在他心中种下了一粒信心的芥菜种。
How will the seed grows into a tree of faith depends upon your obedience.
种子成长的健康与否，就要看你是否顺服。
In a previous message, we saw how the weed could never destroy the wheat.
在上个故事里，我们看到败子根本无法毁灭麦子。
Never.
绝对不会。
I don't care how much evil is in the world now.
我不管这世上有多少罪恶。
It can never destroy the faithful ones.
都无法毁坏真诚的好种子。
You have Jesus' own word on it, for he said the gates of hell shall not overcome it.
你有耶稣的应许说，地狱之门也不能胜过。
So many of us, like the woman,who called the general manager of the store.
有很多人都像这个打电话给店主的妇人。
And she told him that she has lost her valuable diamond brooch.
她告诉店主自己遗失了一个昂贵的钻石胸针。
When she was in the store the night before.
就是昨晚在店里丢失的。
The manager told her to hold the line and he will conduct a search.
店主让她不要挂断。他去为他找寻。
And the brooch was found.
最后钻石胸针找到了。
But by the time the manager got back on the phone, the woman hung up the phone.
当他店主回到电话旁时，妇人已挂断了电话。
She never called back again.
他再也没有打来。
They waited for her to call again, but she never did.
他们等他再次打来，但是他没有。
He put a notice in the newspaper, but no response.
店主又在报纸上登启事，也了无音讯。
But isn't that how many Christians live their Christian life?
这不正是好多基督徒的生活方式吗？
We come to the Lord and ask for His blessing.
我们来到主面前要得他的赐福。
We come to the Lord and ask for His power.
我们来到主面前要得他的能力。
We come to the Lord and ask for His healing.
我们来到主面前要得他的医治。
We come to the Lord and ask for his leading.
我们来到主面前要得他的引领。
But then we could never stay on the line long enough to receive from his hand.
但我们总是不能忍耐等候在电话的另一头。
We hang up too soon.
我们太快挂断了。
We give up too soon.
我们太快就放弃了。
We judge by appearances.
我们太相信眼见的。
We live by sight.
我们靠眼见而活。
And we get bogged down in worldly wisdom and miss out on the blessings.
我们被世界的智慧所愚弄，最终失去祝福。
God wants to demonstrate His spiritual power through His obedient children.
神要在他顺服的儿女身上彰显他圣灵的大能。
But most people get just a little bit of blessing.
但大多数人只得到一点点福气。
Or a glimpse of His power.
或是只看过一眼神的大能。
And then they stop.
就从此打住了。
And when we go nowhere, we start living on the blessings of yesterday.
当我们再也走不下去时，我们又开始活在昨天的福气中。
But God wants to bless you today.
然而神是要在今天赐福给你。
Why?
为什么呢？
Not because of your circumstances.
不是因为你的环境。
But because God wants you to be a blessing to others.
那是因为神要你成为他人的祝福。
God wants you to shelter the birds of the air in the shadow of your blessings.
神要你成为天上的飞鸟可以寄宿的大树。
God wants you to be like a tree sheltering others from the scorching sun.
神要你成为替多人遮挡烈日的大树。
God wants you to be like a tree to bring the lost under your shadow.
神要你成为为迷路之人遮蔽风雨的大树。
God wants your shadow to spread wide in order to bring as many people as possible to the kingdom of God.
神要你成为枝叶繁茂的大树，可以使更多的人回到神的国度。
My listening friends, as I conclude, I want to ask you several questions.
我亲爱的朋友，在我总结今天的信息时，我想问你几个问题。
Have you given up on someone for whom you have prayed for years?
你是否放弃了为之祷告多年的人呢？
Then you have given up too soon.
如果有，那么你就放弃得太早了。
Have you given up on a ministry?
你是否放弃了你的某样服事？
Then you have given up too soon.
如果有，那么你就放弃得太早了。
Have you given up on an important relationship?
你曾否放弃了一个重要的关系呢？
Then you have given up too soon.
如果有，那你就放弃了太早了。
Have you given up on God?
你曾否放弃了神？
Then you have given up much too soon.
如果有，那么你就放弃了太早了。
When you walk in obedience, your mustard seed will become a tree.
当你行在顺服中的时候，你的芥菜种就会变为一棵大树。
I have never seen a tree that grew up overnight.
我从未见到树可以一夜之间长大。
I understand in this age of fast food and fast moving societies, we are always looking for a way to be blessed fast.
我知道在现今这个素食文化里，我们需要及时快速的得福。
Some of you have been in places where all you could see was a mustard seed.
你们可能有人正在经历芥菜种的时期。
And yet, in time, as you clung on God's promises, God gave you a tree.
然而到了神应许的时候来临，神就会给你一棵大树。
Probably now, you may be going through the stage in your life or in an area of your life where all you can see is a mustard seed.
也许在你生命中，你只看得见芥菜种。
I want to encourage you to trust God again to give you a tree.
我再次鼓励你相信神会给你一棵树。
Hang on the line.
不要挂断电话。
Wait for God.
要等候神。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你。再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和阿翔的翻译。是的， 我们的信心呢，就像这粒芥菜种，要靠主的浇灌才能够成为一棵真正的大树。亲爱的听众朋友们，你们的信心现在在哪里呢？你们是否也在焦急地等待着什么呢？那就让我们记得回到主耶稣的面前，来寻求他的爱与怜悯。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
我敬拜你，我高举双手赞美。